Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Athletic.
Hi Reds, James Pearce here, just finishing up at Anfield after Liverpool 4, Tottenham 2. Coming up, we'll bring you all the best post-match reaction from Anfield. We'll hear the best bits of Jurgen Klopp's press conference, and my colleague Andy Jones will drop in to give us his take on what was a crazy game as the Reds got back to winning ways.
Harvey Elliott skipping. Elliott shooting! Oh!
So it's all over here at Anfield, and that was the morale boost that I think Jurgen Klopp and his players and certainly all the fans needed after what's been a pretty torrid few weeks. And I think what we saw at Anfield today was Liverpool's season in microcosm. They were absolutely scintillating for over an hour, both with and without the ball. There was a tempo and an intensity that I just don't think we've seen probably for a few months as they absolutely tore Spurs to pieces. And then, you know, from a position of complete and utter dominance and control at 4-0 up, they just completely switched off, and that was the Liverpool that have the ability to baffle by making a lot of basic mistakes that we saw in the final 20 minutes or so as they allowed Spurs back into it with, you know, Richarlison and Son goals from those two reducing the deficit. So but yeah, it was still a day when the positives far outweighed the negatives. Harvey Elliott, I thought, was absolutely exceptional. The assist for Gakpo's goal, and then, you know, scoring the fourth himself, you know, a contender for goal of the season with an unstoppable strike that arrowed into the top corner in front of the Kop. And it was, you know, great to see how much that meant to him, and you can see what he means to everyone else in that squad as well, the reaction to that goal. So yeah, when you think as well, Salah got people talking about his ability with the ball at his feet rather than any touchline antics. He looked much more like his usual self, the Egyptian, today. Scored the opener.
Put in by Gakpo. Salah!
Just, yeah, absolutely tormented Emerson Royal. And you know, when you add into the mix, I thought, you know, Cody Gakpo produced one of his best performances for the club. That was, you know, it was a brilliant header from him for the third. Of course, Andy Robertson scored the second before the break. First time Liverpool have gone into half time with a two goal lead here since the game against Chelsea in January. That's how far back you have to go. So yeah, of course, we probably should have known that it was never going to be plain sailing, and that was how it proved late on. But yeah. You know, another positive in Stefan Bacetic coming off the bench, his first Premier League appearance since March last year. And of course, with the results have gone today, Liverpool's victory and Villa losing to Brighton, it means Liverpool absolutely nailed on now to finish third. And of course, it's not what everyone dreamed of. You know, the title challenge has obviously fallen by the wayside. But you know, I think we saw today as well, probably two big factors. One, I think the importance of having a proper rest. You know, it was 8 days since that game against West Ham, and Klopp had given the players a breather, and you could see the freshness and the tempo and intensity to Liverpool. And then I think also the benefits of playing without pressure, because you could sense it around this place as well. You know, there wasn't that those nerves, there wasn't that anxiety. And, you know, the atmosphere was buoyant because, you know, everyone knows that we are witnessing the final chapters of an unforgettable era with Jurgen Klopp about to say his farewells. And, you know, Klopp serenaded at regular intervals during the game today, his name echoing around this stadium. And it kind of just makes you think, you know, what it's going to be like in a couple of weeks when Wolves are here, because, yeah, it's going to be an emotion-fueled afternoon, that one, without a shadow of a doubt. Of course, before then, you know, Klopp will be desperate to maintain momentum when Liverpool go to Villa Park next Monday night. And they'll be going into that one on a high. It was just great to see Liverpool impose themselves on a game from the start today, wasn't it? Compare how many times have we said this season they've been slow starters, sluggish out the blocks. You know, not this time. You know, Salah hit the bar early on. He forced another good save from Vicario. Harvey Elliott went close from the rebound. I think Romero made that goal-saving block, but then the pressure told. You know, quality delivery from Cody Gakpo, and Salah was there to nod home. That was his first goal from open play since he got the winner against Brighton at the end of March. And you know, Liverpool just, they were relentless. Really, the pressing was so much better than it has been for so long. Hunting in packs, forcing mistakes. Alexander Arnold, I thought, was excellent. You know, he set the tone with the press. And then the crowd kind of fed off that as well. The energy was there for all to see. And, you know, Gakpo, Diaz went close as well. Alexander Arnold had a chance. And then, you know, finally Liverpool get that second goal their dominance deserved, with Alexander Arnold's cross turned back across goal by Robertson. Salah's shot parried. And there was Robertson following up to score. So in that first half alone, Liverpool won possession in the final third 8 times. That's more than any other opening 45 minutes from Klopp's side in the Premier League this season. So that just shows you what a difference it was. And the great thing was, you know, there was no let-up straight after half-time. Elliott with that pinpoint delivery, Gakpo powering home the header to make it 3. And then, as I said before, the pick of the lot, undoubtedly that curler, unstoppable from Harvey Elliott. And at that point, I think we probably were all thinking, God, this could be 6 or 7, because Tottenham were absolutely all over the shop and they looked so demoralised after the torrid run of results they've been on recently. So, but I think probably the changes, as well as I think lapses in concentration, I think the substitutions probably made things a bit disjointed from Liverpool's perspective as well. You know, Gomez and Bacetic came on for Robertson and Endo, and then it was Gravenberch and Nunes on for McAllister and Diaz. And Richarlison, he certainly doesn't have any admirers in the red half of this city from his past affiliation to Everton, but he made a big difference for Tottenham when he came on, and he turned it home from close range. And then, of course, when, you know, his, Richarlison's layoff, Son tucks it into the bottom corner, and still 13 minutes plus stoppage time to go at that stage, and the atmosphere did change. It all got a bit edgy, and, you know, Liverpool really should have then scored a fifth or a sixth, really. But Salah somehow missed an open goal from you know, 2 yards out. Alexander Arnold almost scored from close to the halfway line with an audacious attempt. But yeah, look, you know, but for a couple of big saves from Alisson and a heroic goal line clearance from Joe Gomez to deny Bradley Johnson, you know, it really would have been a grandstand finish. And yeah, it was thankfully no late drama on this occasion attached to Liverpool. They got the job done. With, you know, probably making hard work of it compared to just how much they were in control for a long period. But it was entertaining, and I think that was the big plus today after such a tough few weeks with setback after setback, just to see Liverpool play with that kind of freshness and freedom. And yeah, you just want to see that continue now in the final two matches.
This is Walk On, your dedicated Liverpool podcast from The Athletic.
So first up, in Jurgen Klopp's press conference, he was asked whether that had all got a bit nervy for him in the final 20 minutes as Liverpool's commanding 4-goal lead was halved by that Spurs fight back.
Yeah, different stages, obviously. Did I expect us to be 4-0 up? No. Did I expect us to be at 4-2? And Ali has to make 2 more worldy saves? No. But when you think about it, it's really not unlikely, because start of the game, before the game, Aston Villa lost. Means for Tottenham, if they win, they are fully back in the fight for the Champions League. For us, it means we are third. Cannot change that probably anymore, neither direction. And we spoke before the game about it, that for high-performance sports, you need to be motivated. And actually, 3 points should be enough, but it's not always. And for the boys, it was today. I love that. But then you're 4-0 up, play a really good game. Yeah, I mean, that's a bit organisation. It's not human, it's not great, but it's human. But what you saw as well, Tottenham is Tottenham. They are really good. And when you let them do, then they're especially good. So that's what happened. And it's always, that's why you try to keep so hard, to keep the momentum, because when you lost it, it then means not only you lost it, it means probably the other team has it. And that can lead to really strange situations. Yeah, we were outstanding until we were not good, until we were all right again. And in that moment, then we could obviously score fifth and sixth. Didn't do that, but that's all fine. I really like the way the boys played. I like the individual performances, how we played together. So many good things today, yes. Conceding to Ask Ali, he's really not happy about that, but or the last line in general. But it was a really good football game, and I think that's what everybody should expect from us. Results as well, we delivered both. And the moments, yeah, how is that? I think they are a little bit explainable, should not happen anyway, but yeah, didn't count really today, let me say it like that.
Next up, Klopp was asked whether sitting there watching his team dazzle and entertain so much in that opening hour or so, you know, did that not make him think to himself, I fancy another season of this, rather than saying his goodbyes in a couple of weeks?
Oh my God, that, it seems to be really strange what I did there, so nobody really understands it, but however I tried to explain it, I didn't stop, or didn't say what I said because I was not happy with the atmosphere in the stadium or with the way we played football. I think when I spoke about it, or when I said it, we played exceptional football, so that was not a difference. Other reasons, so no, that didn't influence that decision.
Well, next up, the conversation turned to Harvey Elliott and what Jurgen Klopp made of, you know, what was a man of the match performance from the young midfielder who's kicked on incredibly over the course of this season and has proved that undoubtedly he's got a part to play in the next era under Arne Slot.
Harvey's exceptional. So, still so young, so exceptional. For sure, he was for a long time one of our best players when he played right wing, but Mo was injured or the Africa Cup, so he played exceptional. But I think in the midfield position is probably top three, four performances of him today. It was really good. And the goal was exceptional. And everybody needs moments to gain even more confidence. It's a good moment, but that helps definitely. Worked really hard in the other direction as well, did really well. The right side together with Mo was exceptional today as well, and with Harvey and Trent can then play this role, can decide better that he can stay wide as well, because we are in the center footballing wise well set up. And so great game, and Harvey was exceptional. And what a goal, eh? So in the game you only see it flying in, that was a good shot, and I saw, but that's the goal I saw afterwards. So there was not a lot of space left and right. Again, exactly where it should be, so top goal.
Well, the next question actually came from former Chelsea and Marseille striker Tony Cascarino, and he asked Klopp, what does it take to be a Liverpool manager? What are the qualities that someone needs to succeed in such a gigantic job?
I don't know if I know, because I never thought about it. We did what we did from the first day. It is an exceptional club. It is. So now, since clear that I will finish, and from time to time, and other clubs are looking for managers as well, stuff like this, and you hear always what the manager needs to do and needs to have, and I always ask myself, did I have all that when I arrived here? You don't think about yourself like that. It has to fit, and we were, I think, all lucky. It's a win-win. It was a win-win situation from the first day. So I said I enjoyed each second of it. It's absolutely great, and all the responsibility and love what grew over the years is a big part of the decision I made. And so I'm absolutely fine and in peace with the decision. But I didn't think it was too difficult, to be honest. So this is very difficult most of the time. No, it is. It is very. It's really difficult. It's just that's really draining when you always have to talk and explain things. But most of that you cannot explain. When you're winning, it's fine, because then you can speak about individuals, fantastic performance, stuff like this. But we cannot do the same when we are losing. As we single out a player, and we speak about him. And yeah, he was particularly bad. So let's talk about that for the next 10 minutes. You don't do that. That means that cuts off 50, 60, 70% of the things you can say, but you're still asking. And you, Oh, it's really, that part is a lot. Actually, being manager of Liverpool, the pure football side, coach the team, do the stuff we do, grow together as a unit. I love that part, but it's still not. I'm not the right man to do that as well anymore. But what is really hard is you. That's the outside world. It's really hard. I'm not an outside person. I'm not a person who wants to be. Until today, I don't understand why people want an autograph from me, but it happens quite frequently, and it's just, oh, that's all things I need to stop. One point, just going home and sit down for a moment and have a look from how that feels. People ask me, will you miss it? Probably, but I don't know. Never had it. So that's all fine. But again, question was, what did it take? I think I understand a little bit of football. I mean, that's probably my skill. I love people, and especially football players. So from that point of view, it was not difficult. I enjoyed it a lot.
And finally, Klopp was asked by a foreign TV crew about meeting local artist Abigail Rudkin at the AXA Training Centre this week. You may have seen it on social media. I referred to it in my column that was published on The Athletic on Saturday, that Abigail had painted an amazing kind of tribute to the Klopp era, kind of encapsulating some of the greatest memories he's given people. And Klopp signed it, and he met her earlier on this week. And Klopp was asked, when you meet people like that, and now you've only got one home game left in this near 9-year reign at Anfield, how does that make him feel?
Yeah, I didn't think about these kind of things yet. So I know for 5 million reasons that the Wolves game will be really tricky. And again, the part here to talk about what I feel will be really tricky as well. I don't feel in the moment. I prepared the game. I'm happy we won it. Now you ask me what I think about general things. I met Abigail, what a wonderful girl she is, and obviously very talented, like the drawing, these kind of things. But did I think a second before, a second after about it? No, I don't have time for these kind of things. But I'm really happy that we have these kind of people. We have thousands of them, maybe 100,000 people who are creative, who create things, who paint different faces on the wall, where you think, my God, other clubs don't do that frequently. This is a very, very special club. I didn't make them believe, I reminded them that it helps when you believe. That's what I think. Because, what can I say, you have to believe, and they say, yeah, or you shut just up, the word in between. That would have been possible as well. But everybody was ready to push the train, and that's what we did now for 8.5 years.
For the latest subscription offers, head to theathletic.com/LiverpoolPod.
All right, that's Andy here, just back from Anfield, and still struggling to find the way to sum up that game. Wild probably just about does it. All in all, really good performance. Elliot, I think, in particular, was excellent. Alongside Cody Gakpo, who, after a couple of question marks, I think just before the international break, with a few of his appearances, has come back from the international break really strong and has been excellent. It was an improved Mo Salah today, which I think it was his first open play goal for 9 games. So that, it sort of sums up his form, his struggles. But, you hope that that's turning the page, and you hope that it is for a number of them it's turning the page. But for others, maybe not. The cameo from Darwin Nunes in particular, it's obviously got a lot of traction. It's, a lot of the bad hits, unfortunately, of his album, if you like, of what he can do. The offsides, the one-on-one that he misses when, the keeper's practically out of his box, just take it round them type thing. And that reliance of wanting to be on his right foot when he's shooting. And then obviously offside for the Salah assist. And, you then forget that, the ball across the Salah's perfect. And, well, it should be perfect, but you're still going to make that pass. There was a Gakpo one where he delayed it and then ended up, the passing lane ended up going. So he should have slid Gakpo in for an easy goal. But it was a very strange performance from Nunes. He looked like he had a bit of a bee in his bonnet when he was coming on. And, I think there was a point where he reacted really angrily to, I think, someone having a go at him. And then there was times where it felt like he wasn't getting back into position, but then there was the next moment he was charging around the field, pressing. So, yeah, it was you can understand to an extent why he's frustrated. You know, he's now dropped to the bench. He's not in the front, in the first choice front three, and his form has fallen off a cliff really, and his goal scoring, has fallen with it. So it's a big conundrum, I think, for the expected new manager, you know, Arne Slot to come in and figure out the best way forward with Nunes. To how do you get him fit, firing, and consistent in front of goal? And it's a puzzle that Klopp has looked like he's solved on a few occasions before it's, you know, gone the other way. And you know, that's and it's going to be an important step as to whether he's going to be, you know, a key part of Liverpool's future. But yeah, a lot of players, you know, stood up to be counted for. And then yeah, it's how much you take into that. You know, how much do you dwell on that final 20 minutes? I think Alisson might, because he was furious for Liverpool to concede the first one, especially. He was really, really angry. It was the ball got passed back to him, I think, from the kickoff or just after the kickoff, after he'd had a real go at his defence and a few players. And there was no touch to look to pass it out. He just booted it as far as he could, taking his frustration out on it. And, you know, again, that's the frustration of the performance. You would, you know, with light of Liverpool to have done the complete 90 and, you know, finished it off. But Tottenham can have these. I remember them being 4-0 down to Brighton, playing terribly, and then could have scored four in the last 10 minutes, and the game ends 4-2, and there's a bit of a different complexion. But, you know, Liverpool were the better team by a country mile for when it was, you know, a contest between the two teams, and that's the encouraging thing moving forward. And I think it's important to take the first 70 and not the last 20 into consideration. But you would have liked the last 20 to be a little bit less chaotic, a little bit less all over the place, and panicky as it was. But Liverpool back to winning ways, which is the main thing. Third place assured. And now it's all about trying to break 80 points and then send Jürgen Klopp off as happily as possible.
Well, that's it. I'm all done here at Anfield. For plenty more match reaction and analysis, check out The Athletic. I'll be back with Tony Evans and the rest of the team for Wednesday's Walk On podcast. Thanks for joining me, and I'll catch you then.
The Athletic.